Glenn, our last segment. I'm kind of sad to see this come to an end. I've had a blast with you, and we've had a wonderful lineup of guests. And now we have one who's actually in studio joining us, which is really, really special. You know, our last guest was named Two, and now we're going to Drew.
We saved the best for last.
Exactly.
Right? So this weekend, the Lions playing in Cincinnati reminds me of my favorite TV show growing up, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Love it.
And I figured we'd all have, so you get to be, you're going to be Andy Travis, the program director.
I can do that.
Because I just found out Drew was on college radio. You're Dr. Johnny Fever, Drew.
Nice.
And I don't want to be Herb Tarlick. So I'm going to be the big guy, Mr.
Can I
Carlson.
Throw some turkeys out of the helicopter?
The turkey drop. Exactly. Okay, Drew is also the senior director of Mish Auto, and really great to have him on the team. He's been a huge difference maker for Mish Auto, and he is probably in the middle of the talent landscape and the talent pipeline and the development of our current and future talent as much as anybody in the state. And you also spent quite a bit of time in your career at the MEDC. So, Drew, I just wanted to ask you, just kind of a big picture, how are we doing when we talk about collaborating together and not duplicating efforts and replicating as we look at the landscape?
Yeah, Glenn, great to be here today. Terry, always great to see you. I think it's important for us when we talk about what we need to do in talent in Michigan, it's changing the narrative. We need to stop talking about segments and talk about that it's a connected and interconnected supply chain of talent. It's from PK to retirement and everywhere in between. We've come a long way. I saw a report the other day from 2023 that stated we had 60 employer-led collaboratives across the state in different sectors. That's great. But when we look at who's in the room, we need to make sure that the employer is the voice that's carrying. So we've come a long way. We're investing in good areas. We can always invest more. I stayed up a little past my bedtime last night reading through the House bill as they were passing it. There's good stuff in there. But I think we always have to do kind of a yes and when it relates to talent in Michigan.
We did. Drew and I were on the phone earlier this morning because we were looking for specific things with regard to talent, the Going Pro Fund, where the Future Forward Fund was, where the Talent Action Team funding was, and thank you for that update this morning. A lot to dissect.
Still. Yeah, because it's across both the omnibus general funds and the school aid. You've got 99H, you've got Talent Reconnect, all these things that really do help us round out our supply chain in Michigan.
Drew, I have to say that in my 1 year, almost to the day at the chamber, one of the really enlightening things and positive things I've seen is you and your team and how you operate. And it's just really been a pleasure to get to know. I had no idea the level of depth that you guys go in and the value that you bring to the auto industry. So thank you for that. And I guess I'd just like to say, ask you, what would you like to see us as a state do differently moving forward to prepare our youth and to upskill and reskill them?
I think it's just looking at it holistically from top to bottom. There's a lot of great initiatives, but they're all kind of disparate and not communicating across those different areas. You've got, early education engagement, you've got PK to 12, you've got 2 and 4 year university, you've got reskilling. All those things kind of happen in a vacuum at times across Michigan, and we really need to focus in on making purposeful linkages across those different areas. Where do we need to move? It's exposure and experiential learning early and often. We need to make sure that our young folks are having the opportunities to walk into those facilities. And I think it's perfect that we're here on Manufacturing Day. You have to be able to touch and feel things early to get that light bulb moment and say, wow, this is so cool. And then realize that if you do something in Detroit, you can impact the world. And you get that realization that auto is not just making things. It's designing, developing, researching, supplying, buying, marketing, finance, accounting, legal. There's a space everywhere in this industry for Michiganders, and we need to really try to expose young people and people that just aren't in the industry to what that opportunity looks like.
And I did tell you I was going to ask you about this, but it comes up and in my mind, and that is your dad and your family. We're literally those skilled trades people, those people that ran the factories, and I've heard a lot about that, but you saw that as a kid.
Yeah, and again, it kind of taught me what I didn't want to do, right? I knew I wanted to be engaged in the industry, but I knew I didn't want to be a tool setter, right? Like the, my dad did. But my grandpa, uncle, brother, dad all retired from the same plant down in Rawsonville, Michigan. And what I was able to see over my young life was every time I went to that plant, every summer for the open house, it was different. And there's a lot of pride in those workers. There's a lot of pride in the automation that was happening back in the 90s. But, you know, that plant started as an assembly plant, and now they're making battery packs, right? That transformation is real across our industry. That is seen in all the companies. I was listening in earlier today. It doesn't matter if you're a 15-year-old company or a 119-year-old company. There's a lot of technology that's integrated from the shop floor to the cloud. And I think we need to get people out and seeing that. And we need to educate our policymakers, our program directors at the state and federal level. And if they can walk those plant floors, see the pride in those line workers and just the impact that they're making those local communities, I think we'd invest a lot heavier in the things that really make the economic engine run here in Michigan.
But we have to have a mindset to change too. You just talked about a plant that changed, but it's got to be the mindset that, as Tu was just talking about, there's these competitive forces coming at us, and there's nothing we can do about that, but there's something we can do here about our mindset and about wanting to build for the future.
Yeah, and I was on a call earlier today with one of our OEM partners and some workforce development folks, and that was one of the comments I made. I said, I really want you to speak to the OEM, dispelling some of those myths, because we are seeing that mindset shift, both in individuals, but the companies that are the backbone of this industry. They're investing. You know, you think of like the Discovering Possibilities program at Toyota or the Ford NGL programs, like they are bringing together academia and industry, and they're building pipelines from the ground up. And those types of investments are so critical. And, you know, it's just like anything. They can do it better than anyone else. So let's empower them and support them in making those investments in Michigan.
Yeah. One thing, I know we're short on time, showing our young people and all people is really important. And we've got a project that you and I have been working on with our team called UDrive, which does that.
Yeah, we're hyper-focused on that experiential and learning and exposure to the industry, both through on-site visits with middle and high school students and college students out to manufacturing facilities, R&D facilities, but also meeting them where they're at. We have a program also called UDrive the Future. It's a social digital campaign. And, you know, I don't know how TikTok works. I have no idea. But I know that Gen Z is on that platform. So we need to engage them and tell them stories from authentic voices so that they see an opportunity from near peers to investigate. It takes that first step to really move through the door. And once they're in, we can capture them. So it's really about meeting them where they're at, giving those opportunities, and amplifying the great things that we're doing all across the state.
The citizens of our state should know that it's in good hands with Glenn and with Drew in charge of Mishauto. They've got your back, and you should feel really good about that. So, Glenn, it's been such a pleasure to share the microphone with you today. JR Afternoon with the great Ryan Ermani is next on WJR. But on behalf of my partner here, Glenn Stevens, this is Terry Radigan saying thank you for listening to Focus on WJR.
And go Lions, go Tigers.